WHO has always been a most willing partner in the work of Codex. In fact, this is part of our job. The establishment of international standards for food is a function mandated by the member states of WHO. We have 194 countries, and it is enshrined in the WHO Constitution. In 1953, the World Health Assembly expressed concern about the increasing use of chemicals in the food industry as a new health problem that needed to be addressed. Consumers were also showing concern. Most food that has gone bad looks bad and smells bad, right? But hazards arising from the presence of toxins, from additives, pesticides, and veterinary residues in food were invisible and could not be smelled or tasted. So consumers want some assurance of safety, and they wanted to be protected. Codex addressed these and many other concerns. And over the last 50 years, Codex has produced standards for a wide range of food commodities, whether it's processed food, semi-processed food, raw food, from spices to dry fruits to fresh milk to meat and foods for special dietary uses. In addition to the food items that has been mentioned by, you know, Director General of FAO. The output has been remarkable. Altogether, Codex has established more than 200 food standards and more than 100 guidelines and codes of practice for food production and processing. Codex has also addressed those, what I call, invisible hazards. Maximum permissible levels have been established for thousands of food additives, contaminants, pesticides, and veterinary drug residues. Today, Codex standards are the benchmark standards for food safety, and there is no competition. And I want to thank you and congratulate you for this outstanding achievement. They are internationally recognized as the best at every point along the food chain. Today, consumers expect that a purchased food item conforms with what is stated on the label. This confidence and trust is important, and thanks to the work of Codex. Codex standards also contributes to equity. What do I mean by equity? Everyone in the world deserves the same assurance that the food they eat is safe and nutritious. Rooted in a vigorous scientific methodology, Codex has also lifted the standards for assessing food quality by stimulating food-related scientific and technological research. Today, Codex membership covers 99% of the world's population, and which is 99% of 7 billion people. Your reach and your influence is huge. Developing countries benefit from Codex standards once they have been adopted. But participation, we need to be more inclusive. And, you know, the points you make about how can we continue to make sure Codex is sustainable to, you know, allow us to have the resources to bring in more participants from the developing countries to benefit from this inclusive process. Now, let me tell you why this is so important. You heard about the WHO and FAO, the Codex Trust Fund, which was established in 2003. In its 10-year history, the fund has been used to support more than 2,000 participants from 134 countries to attend Codex meetings and working groups. And most of these are experts and officials from developing countries. Countries that understand the process by which standards are set are in a much better position to interpret and implement those standards effectively. Ladies and gentlemen, safe and nutritious food sustains human life. ideally in good health, of course. Unsafe food can cause disease, sometimes in very large outbreaks. Contaminated food can be deadly, usually taking its heaviest toll on the very young and the very old. Hunger and undernutrition and all the adverse consequences for health continue to be priority issues of international concern. Talk about food security is on the table in discussions about sustainable development and the post-2015 development agenda. In the midst of all these enduring concerns, the world food supply has changed dramatically. Food production is increasingly industrialized. Distribution networks now span the globe. The notion that fresh fruits and vegetables have distinct seasons has all but vanished. I can eat durian 365 days of the year, unlike what happened in the 70s. So this is just one example. Now, this has brought some advantages. Hunger has receded in many parts of the world, and dietary diversity can introduce significant health benefits. But there is also a negative side to it. Economic integration and the globalization of food trade mean that a single meal can contain ingredients from all around the world. The complexity of the food chain has increased, introducing more critical points where something can go wrong. And when something does go wrong, ladies and gentlemen, it often does so on a grand scale. Investigations of outbreaks, food poisoning outbreaks, can involve multiple countries on multiple continents. And I'm sure you have experience of that. Weak calls of food can be massive, with huge economic losses. Consumer confidence can be shattered, and it always takes a long time to recover that. And there are other problems too. Today, the cheapest, the most convenient, and the most accessible and best tasting foods are often energy rich, too rich, and yet nutrient poor. Today, obesity and diet-related non-communicable diseases often exist side by side with undernutrition in the same country, even in the same community or household. It is good to know that Codex is now addressing this issue through its nutrition and food labeling committees. And this may be one of the next great challenges for Codex, to introduce greater balance in the world's food supply. And that is what we all want to see. Safe, nutritious, and health promoting food for all, whether it is homegrown or a product of international trade.